So give me another case from your practice, you know, a different kind of presentation.
62-year-old man who's been a smoker who presented with some chest discomfort, was found to have a mediastinal mass, also was losing weight and had some abdominal pain. A CT scan showed multiple retroperitoneum and mesenteric nodules. A true cut biopsy of a mesenteric nodule was done, which showed a poorly differentiated carcinoma. The TTF1 was positive in that patient, and CK7 was positive. CK20 was negative. Other stains were done. He had other workup. A CT of his head was normal. He had upper endoscopy. He had colonoscopy. A lot of these tests were done before I saw the patient. And based on that immunohistochemistry stain and the presentation in this patient, and this was been a while back, he was treated. He happened to be treated on a protocol we have that had Taxol, carboplatin, Avastin, and Tarceva, which was just presented at ASCO.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and he was treated on that, and I was glad to treat him with that because he had a lung profile, but he didn't have a lung cancer that we could find. He also had bronchoscopy, by the way, which was normal.
So how did he do in that therapy?
He had a good response, a very good shrinkage of all these lesions. I mean, he's still in response. It's been about 8 months now.
He's still getting the chemo as well as the biologic?
He's only on the biologic maintenance. He completed the induction portion, which is 4 courses of Taxol Carbo with Avastin, with Erlotinib. And then the maintenance treatment is every 3 week Avastin and continuous Erlotinib.
How's he doing with the treatment? Any side effects?
Well, he had expected side effects. Nothing's
severe. Rash?
Mild, intermittent diarrhea now. He had some toxicity from the chemotherapy. He's recovered from that. And he's had a partial remission. He feels better. He's gained some weight. And he's 8 months out. And he was included as one of the patients in the trial.